感谢主，今天是我们的安息圣日。
Thanks the grace of God. Today is the Sabbath day.
是天上的真神要赐福的日子。
And it's a day that has been blessed by our Heavenly Father.
愿神照着他的应许啊，将诸多的福气啊，来赏赐给我们大家。
May the Lord bestow upon us all of His blessings.
让我们从神那里啊，来蒙恩。
So that we can receive all of His grace.
今天早上我们用蒙大恩的女子来做互相的勉励。
And today the topic for mutual encouragement is the blessed daughter.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章二十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 28.
天使进去对他说：蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。我想这一段呢、啊，我们大家都非常的清楚。
And we understand this passage.
这是天使来找到玛利亚。
That the angel came to see Mary.
很明确的告诉他说，神要在他的身上所要成就的一个旨意。
And clearly stated to her the will of God on her.
要借着这位还没有结婚的女子来生下救主耶稣。
And through this, Virgin Mary.That there will be a miracle happen through her.
这个是一个非常特殊的一个神的作为。
And this is a special circumstances by God.
乃是要成就神的救恩来的。
And this is to fulfill the salvation scheme of God.
所以天使告诉他说，你是一个蒙大恩的女子。
Therefore, the angel told him that you are highly favored.
当然，这件事情对玛利亚来讲是非常惊讶的。
Of course, this has astonished Mary.
但是当天使告诉他这个神的旨意之后
，As angel has told her about God's will，
他就欣然接受了
，And she accepted it pleasefully。
四十六节他这么说
，Verse 46 it said this。
我们看四十六节
，Let's skip to verse 46。
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。”啊，这是玛利亚非常有信心所讲出来的一句话。
And this is what she has said out of her faith.
玛利亚她能够蒙神啊来验证她。
And the reason why Mary has been chosen by God for this task.
我想不是没有原因的。
There is a reason to it.
从她明白了神的旨意之后啊，她有这样的一种回应。
And from the time when she understood the will of God and her responses.
难怪啊，她是一个蒙恩的女子。
And it is no wonder that she is someone that has been blessed.
我们每一个人呢、啊、都有一颗心。
And all of us has a heart.
那么每一个人这个心的构造都是一样的。
And the structure of our heart are similar.
但是每个人却有不同的这种心思意念。
But we bear different kind of mentality.
箴言里面说啊，说我们一生的果效是由心发出。
And Proverbs said that, and all of our minds, our thoughts is from our heart.
所以要我们要保守我们的心。
So that we must preserve our heart.
从这构造相同的一颗心啊，那么每个人都有各种不同的那种表现。
And even though we have same kind of heart, but we have different kind of thoughts.
玛利亚从她这颗心所发出来的有非常美好的啊一些作为。
And from Mary's heart, there was good thoughts.
她说她的心呢、啊、要尊主为大。
And her heart will glorify the Lord.
啊，我们刚刚说玛利亚她蒙神呢、啊、来。选中了他不是没有原因。
I have just said that Mary has been chosen by God for a reason.
我们每一个人呐、啊，被神呐、啊、来拣选，要我们来成就他的一些旨意啊，也说起来不是没有原因的。
And the reason why there is always a reason why we have been chosen by God to fulfill His will.
当然，首先呢、啊，都是神的恩典临到我们。
Of course, it is the blessing of God that has been given to us.
我们也应当啊有这个好的这个表现啊，跟我们所蒙的恩啊来相称。
And of course, we must have good deeds in order to match the blessings that we receive.
就好像摩西啊，他带领以色列百姓。
And just like Moses leading the Israelites.
到他年老的时候。
And when he gets old.
他担心啊，不知道有谁啊能够来接我的棒子。
He didn't know that who is the one that is going to take over his task.
他为了他的这个领导啊，那么有一番的这个担心。
And he was worrisome towards the leadership.
但是神告诉他不用担心。
But God told him not to worry over it.
因为事实上神啊，在每一个时刻啊，都在观察。
Because in every hour, every minute, God is watching.
我们来看民数记。
Let's turn to Numbers.
民数记二十七章。
Numbers chapter 27.
民数记二十七章十五节。
Numbers chapter 27 verse 15.
摩西对耶和华说：“愿耶和华万人之灵的神，立一个人来治理会众，可以在他们面前呢出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。”十八节。
Verse 18.
耶和华对摩西说：“嫩的儿子耶稣雅是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上。”啊，以下省略。当摩西啊，为了谁来接他的棒子，在那里担心的时候
，While Moses was worried about who's going to be the next leader，
神马上就告诉他说：“你可以找耶稣雅来。
”And God immediately told Moses that go and find Joshua。
神要拣选耶稣亚来作为摩西的接棒人。
So God wanted Joshua to be the next leader after Moses.
不是摩西啊，他提出这样的要求以后啊，那么神啊，好像突然才选召，才选中这个耶稣亚。
And this choice was not given upon Moses' request.
因为在这之前，耶稣亚那么就有非常好的表现。
And because Joshua prior to this.Choosing, he has been performing very well.
当神临到会幕跟摩西啊谈话的时候
，So when God was conversing with Moses in the tent,
只有摩西的帮手这个约书亚他没有离开会幕。
So it was only Joshua that was left in the tent to help him.
当摩西要上山去领受这个诫命的时候
，As Moses was about to go up to the mountain.To receive the commandments.
也是这个耶稣亚陪着摩西啊，那么到这个山腰。
It was also Joshua that has accompanied him till the foot of the hill.
在很多的事情上面呢，都可以看出来，这个耶稣亚啊，他已经做好他这个接棒的工作。
In many ways, we could see Joshua as a leader.
虽然他自己本身呢没有要求什么。
Even though he himself did not request for anything.
但是我们每一个时刻啊。所做的表现啊，那么神都在那里观察。
But in all the things that we do in every second, God is observing.
有人讲啊，我们随时啊都在写历史。
And some people said that we are making history.
我们每一个人所做的事情啊，都在我们一生当中留下记录。
And all the things that we do in our lives that leaves the history.
所以就像玛利亚一样。
And just like Mary.
神要在她身上来成就这么美好的一件旨意。
God wanted her to take over such a great will of God.
当然，玛利亚在平常的表现呢，那么是美好的。
And of course, Mary had been a good person in her life.
所以今天神也选到了我们。
Therefore, God has chosen us.
有时候甚至要在我们身上来成就一件他的旨意。
And there's a reason to it. Maybe God is choosing us to do His will.
那么事实上我们每一个人呢、啊、也要对自己有所准备。
And therefore, all of us must have a preparation for it.
让我们成为一个器皿。
So that we can become a vessel.
我们不知道主耶稣啊、真神什么时候要用我们。
And we do not know that God, when is God going to use us?
但是神对这个器皿的要求啊，是他是洁净的，是圣洁的，是堪用的。
But the vessel that will be used by God will be the one that is holy and clean.
不一定是用金银来打造的这个器皿啊，才是贵重的。
It needless to be the silverware or the gold vessel that will be used.
在要看神呐、啊，要让它有什么样的用途。
And it is all depend on God that whether this vessel is going to be useful in some way.
但是每一个器皿啊，都是应当随时啊，保持一种很洁净的啊，可以随时被使用的这种状态。
Therefore, all vessels must keep clean and holy and to be used at any time.
这样的话就是一种贵重的器皿。
And therefore, that kind of vessel is considered as precious.
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
1 Thessalonians.
第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲。不是要讨人喜欢， 乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。神啊，验中了我们，要这个交托我们来完成一些工作。
So God has chosen us to fulfill His will.
所以我们做什么事情啊，对神负责。
So in anything that we do, we are responsible to God.
要讨那查验我们的心的那位神的喜欢。
So we are trying to please the one or to gain favor, the one that has chosen us.
做事啊，我们不是讨这个哪一个人的欢心。
So in anything you do, you are not trying to gain favor of others.
把合乎道理的纯正的话把它传讲出来。
All you want to do is to say the good things.
把合乎神旨意的这些行为表现出来。
And to do all the deeds that is according to the will of God.
我想这个才是神所喜悦的。
And I believe this is what is pleasing to God.
这个也就是尊神为大。
And this is a reverence towards God.
那玛利亚她就是一个尊神为大的。
Mary is someone who has the fear for God.
她愿意主的这个旨意啊，成就在她身上。
And she was willing to fulfill the will of God.
当有一件工作临到我们的时候，
When there is a task that's been entrusted upon us,
我们常常是以自己的这个立场来做很多的考虑。
And we often think about different circumstances.
因为我们常常是尊我们自己为大。
Because we often are egoistic.
但是一个神所喜悦的器皿呢，是尊主为大。
But the vessel that is pleasing to God is the one who has seen God as the Almighty.
他是要去追求明白神的旨意到底是什么。
And he's the one who is searching after the will of God.
所以圣经也勉励我们。
And therefore the Bible encourages this.
我们看罗马书十二章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。这里啊，要我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
So we must sacrifice our body like the living sacrifice.
古代的圣徒他们都要献祭。
The ancient believers, they have to make offerings.
但是他们所献的祭啊，是宰杀过的那些牛羊或者是鸽子。
And the offerings they made were the slaughtered doves or the lamb.
是那些已经死了的这些祭物。
And they are those are dead animals that have been sacrificed.
要我们新约的信徒啊，也来做献祭。
So here is a request of all the believers in the New Testament to make offering.
而是要但是啊，是要献上活的祭。
But the difference is to make living sacrifice.
而且这个祭物啊，还是我们自己。
And the item for offering is we ourselves.
将我们的身体献上当作活祭。
So we offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
我想很明显的我们都明白，这是指着我们的。一切的行为啊，能够蒙神喜悦。
And I think that this is referring to the deeds that will be pleasing to God.
在我们的行动当中，能够做神所喜悦的事情。
And in anything that we do, it will be pleasing to God.
在我们生活的每一个时刻啊，都来做这个侍奉的工作，来作为一个祭物。
And in any time, we will be doing, will be the living sacrifice for God.
这是理所当然的，也是这个神所喜悦的。
Not only this is a must, this is pleasing to God also.
要我们在生活当中啊，去查验什么是神美好的旨意。
And we must always look to see what is the will of God.
是神的旨意，那么我们就这个尽力来做。
If it's the will of God, then we will try our best to do.
尽我们的能力来做。
And we will exert all our effort into it.
在弥迦书里面告诉我们说，神对我们所要求的是什么。
And in the book of Micah told us that what is the demand of God upon us?
就是要行公义。
That is to do the righteous.
就是好怜悯。
That is to be merciful.
要用谦卑的心啊，与神同行。
And you must have the heart of humility to serve others.
神没有在每一个细节上面做很多的规定。
And God has not put rules or red tapes all over in every small detail.
在每一个时代当中，我们也生活在不同的这个环境里头。
And different people living at a different age.
但是在这样的一个原则之下，
But under this kind of principle,
我们去思考，去查验神的旨意是什么。
And we think about and we're trying to search the will of God.
这件事情做出来啊，是不是合乎神的公义？
And we will think about if we were to do this thing, can this thing be righteous to God?
或者是我做这个事情啊，不太光明正大。
Or can this thing be under the light?
啊，我们都可以来做一个判断。
And this is up to our judgment.
我们都可以来查验这个神的旨意。
And this is up to us to see whether it is matching to the will of God.
那么主耶稣也说，遵行他旨意的人呢，才可以进天国。
And God also said that only those who abide by His commands will enter into the kingdom of God.
不是光是嘴巴讲啊，主啊主啊的人啊，那么都可以进天国。
It's not those that paying a lip service by saying, "Oh Lord, Oh Lord," then they can enter into the kingdom of God.
而是遵行天父旨意的人才可以进去。
It is the one who abide by His commands that can enter into the kingdom of God.
在罗马书十二章啊之前呢、啊，那保罗谈了非常多的。深奥的这些道理。
Before Roman chapter 12, Jesus has told many things about many teachings.
很多人呢、啊、看罗马书啊，我觉得很不容易去理解。
Many people find it hard to comprehend what is written in the book of Romans.
当然，事实上并不是那么不容易理解。
And of course, this is not something difficult to be understood.
但是保罗在谈了那么多的这个神的旨意的这个救恩的经文之后
，And after Paul has been talking so much about teachings，
他在十二节十二章以下，那么就用这个非常生活化的这些教导啊，来让我们能够得到造就。
In those chapters after chapter 12， it is more applicable to our daily life。
既然明白神的恩典是那么样的奇妙。
And since you understand the mystery of God's grace,
神为了爱我们，牺牲了他的自己，来到这个世界。
And because of His love, that He has sacrificed Himself to come to this world in flesh.
为的就是要成就他的旨意。
And all that is for fulfilling His will.
明白了这个神的作为之后，
And when you understand the will of God,
那么接下来我们应当有什么样的表现来与神的恩来相称呢？
And what kind of deeds that we must have in order to synchronize with the grace that has been given by God.
就是要在我们的行为上面，那让神啊得到荣耀。
And I can say that we must be able to exalt the name of God through we ourselves.
将我们的身体献上当做活祭。
And we offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
所以我们可以发现十二章以下，那么把前面的这些神的恩典呢、啊、做一个总结了。
And we find that chapter 12 is a summary of the previous 12 chapters.
让我们的信仰跟我们的生活是结合在一起。
So that our faith will be united with our daily living.
当我们这样子明白以后，
And once we understand this point,
我想在我们的生活，在我们行动上面呢、啊，就能够处处来查验什么是神美好的旨意。
And I believe in our daily actions that it will be much easier for us to know the will of God.
能够尊主为大。
And to revere the name of God.
那么那位蒙大恩的女子玛利亚，
And the one who has received the grace from God, Mary.
她还说她的灵啊要以神为乐。
He said that she said that her spirit will be joyful with God.
在世界上有很多大家认为的快乐。
And there are many pleasures that people in this world think that it's good.
那么但是大家认为的快乐啊，也许各不相同。
But maybe the kind of pleasures that you think is different from others.
有很多人呢、啊、就很热衷来追求啊一种物质的一些享受，认为这个就是最大的满足，最大的快乐。
Some people is after material enjoyment. They think that is the one greatest enjoyment of all.
在这个世界啊，忙碌了大半辈子啊，为的就是来这个得到啊这么许多的这个物质的享受。
And all those time and effort you toil, to work in this world is to gain those enjoyments.
借着这些啊，让我们得到某种程度的一种满足快乐。
And the only thing that you get out of these enjoyments is to fulfill your empty hearts.
但是玛利亚说，她的灵啊，要以神为乐。
But Mary says that her spirit will be with God.
我们呢，要得到神的喜悦，也应当以神为乐。
To please God, we must be able to share the joy with God.
我们怎么样能够以神为乐呢？
And how can we be joyful with God?
圣经上常常来教导我们呢，要心里面常常喜乐。
And the Bible tells us that we must be always joyful at heart.
很多人认为我们把很多的时间花在教会里面，能够得到什么快乐呢？
Some people think that what's the point of me spending so much time in the church? Do I get any joy out of it?
来到教会啊，又要花时间，也不能得到什么得到什么益处。到底有什么快乐呢？
And it's quite time consuming to make my way to the church. And what kind of enjoyment do I get out of this?
但是我们所得到的快乐，却是我们所能够非常深刻感受到的。
But I could tell you that the kind of joys that we receive, it is heartfelt.
当我们想到了我们生活周遭神为我们安排一切。
And as we think about our daily living, we know that God has arranged everything for us.
当我们回头看到我们所走过的这个路径。
And as you look back,
神恩典的子油滴在上面。
And you can see the drops of God's grace. It is along the path.
神为我们安排的很多的路啊，是那么样的奇妙。
And many paths that has been arranged by God was so miraculous.
我们发现我们一生啊，真的都是在神的手里面。
And we found that our entire life is under the hand of God.
有人说，虽然我们不知道明天会天晴还是会下雨。
Some people said that we won't know tomorrow is going to be sunny or raining.
但是我们却明白啊，谁在掌管明天。
But one thing that we understand is we know who holds tomorrow.
所以我们就可以很放心的把我们的一生啊交在神的手里面。
Therefore, we are more than safe to entrust our life into the Almighty.
当我们也想到了神从千千万万人当中啊来拣选了我们。
And maybe you could think about out of billions of people that we have been chosen.
让我们今天有得救的盼望。
And we gain the hope of salvation.
让我们跟将来的福分啊，能够这个有所关系。
And we have been related to the future blessings of eternal life.
让我们得到神所赏赐的力量，朝着这个目标啊，在努力前进。
And so that we have receive the power from God that we can strive forward.
这样活泼的盼望啊，让我们得到力量。
And this kind of living hope enables us to strive forward.
跟世界上很多不稳固的这个事情来相比啊，这是非常稳定的一股力量。
Compared to many inconsistent things in this world, this is much more stable.
我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书。对不起，看彼得前书第一章。
Excuse me, please turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章二十三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23.
二十三节，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，他的美容都像草上的花。草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这道。在世界上啊，凡属血气的，那么终有他毁坏的一天。
And all those who are born of flesh will perish someday.
虽然如花似草啊，那么样的这个鲜艳美丽。
You may be like grass or like flowers that is beautiful.
但是很快的啊，就枯干了，就凋谢了。
But quickly, they will just wither away.
我想我们一定能够感受得到啊，在我们生活当中，我们所追求到的一些荣华，就好像花草一般。
And we could quickly find out that the glories or the kind of enjoyment that we have gained in this world quickly vanish.
只有主的道是永存的。
It is only the words of God that is everlasting.
那么今天我们在这里传讲，我们所接受的就是这个永存的道。
And the theme that we are preaching today and the teachings that we are receiving today.
所以在世界上虽然我们遭遇到各种不同的这种试炼。
Even though we have undergone different kind of trials.
虽然为了这个世界上的事情，我们有很多的忧愁。
And we have many anxieties in this world.
但是主耶稣说，当我再来看你们的时候啊，你们就不会再有忧愁了。
But Jesus told us that once he come again, we shall no longer have any anxiety.
你们就能够得到喜乐了。
And we will receive all the joy.
而且这样的喜乐是没有人能够夺去的。
And this kind of joy will not be snatched by others.
当我们想到主耶稣这么多的恩典在我们身上。
And as we see so much of the blessings that has been given to us,
而且是从今世一直到来生,
it is from now till the life to come,
我们的喜乐就没有终止。
And there's the joy that will never cease.
所以当我们能够很肯定我们自己的信仰的时候,
as we are sure or having the conviction of our faith,
我们的灵啊, 就能够以神为乐,
and our spirit will be joyful with God.
看来到主的面前来敬拜他是一件多么快乐的事情。
And it is a joyful thing to come before God and worship Him.
我们当然不会再感觉到来聚会、来参与很多的圣工是把时间浪费掉。
And we will no longer see the participation in the church work or joining the service as waste of time.
能够把我们的一生奉献在主的面前呢，是最大的价值。
And it is priceless to dedicate our time to God.
因为我们懂得靠神啊，来得到喜乐。
Because we know that through God we'll receive much joy from Him.
那么玛利亚有这样的一种认识。
And Mary has this kind of understanding.
所以天使称她是蒙大恩的女子。
And therefore the angel said that she's a blessed daughter.
那么我想今天呢，我们也都应该是一个蒙大恩的女子。
And I believe that each and every one of us today are a blessed daughter of God.
圣经当中常常用女子啊，那么来表示神所拣选的他的教会。
And in the Bible, it often refers to women as the chosen or the church of God.
那么教会啊，就是由这些蒙召的圣徒啊所集合起来。
And the church is a combination of all the one that believes in Him.
所以主耶稣也说。耶路撒冷的女子啊
，Therefore the women of Jerusalem, Jesus said,
要为我们自己还有我们的儿女啊来祷告，来这个哭泣。
That we must they will pray and weep for their children.
就是所有啊在这个蒙爱的团体教会里面的人呐、啊，都应当为了我们的信仰啊来用心的。
Therefore those who belong to the church must pray for our own faith.
我们要真正成为一个蒙恩的女子。
In order to become a blessed daughter.
那当然，我们也要装饰整齐。
And we must decorate ourselves.
像启示录里面所说的是装饰整齐的心腹一样。
And just like what is said in the book of Revelation, that we must decorate ourselves as a newlywed.
因为我们每一位啊，就是耶路撒冷的众女子。
And we are all the women of Jerusalem.
我们也都期盼我们都能够成为一个蒙大恩的女子。
And we hope that we are the women that receive the blessing from God.
愿神祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless each and every one of us.
让我们时常啊都能够尊主为大。
So that we can see God as Almighty.
都能够以神为乐。
And to see the joy to be with God.
来得到神所要祝福给我们的恩典。
And to receive the blessings that God wanted to give us.
我们上午啊，用这些来做我们彼此互相的勉励。
And this morning, that will be my words for mutual encouragement.